Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with the Marshalltown Community College Provost, Matt Schmidt. How you doing today?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, appreciate you coming by. Stop by a few times throughout the year just to give us a little update of what's happening on the MCC campus. Now's the end of the school year. It's the race to the finish, as you said before we came on. What's kind of the craziness that's going on the MCC campus right now?
Sure. So we are just a little over a week away from commencement. So that'll be Friday night, May 15th for us. So obviously we have a lot of students and faculty and the campus as a whole kind of finishing up that last round of tests and everything. So the students can hopefully complete their credentials and be on to their next steps. And so that's always an exciting time of year for us.
Now kind of on the leadership side as the provost of MCC commencement, that's the culmination of working those 2 years as students typically to get their AA degree. It's a big deal.
It is a big deal. And, you know, we're obviously proud of all of our students. And, you know, it's really neat to just see the students who have come in, whether they're in a CTE program and they're already, a lot of them already placed in careers, or they're off to their next steps, going to Iowa State, Iowa, or another four-year institution, or honestly, even just some of our high school students who are finishing credentials and maybe hopefully coming to us next year or on to their next steps as well. So it's just a little bit of everything, but ultimately the one common thing is just seeing the students accomplish something, seeing that you know, basically catapult them into the next phases of their life. It's hard to beat in my book.
Yeah, it's always a great celebration, whether it's high school, community college, college. There's a reason to celebrate completing all of those credits. Right now, though, students and faculty, what's going to happen, I guess, over the summer? Does the school shut down? Are there still students and faculty on campus? What's kind of that summer life like?
Sure. So it is a little slower, I will say that, but it helps us regroup a little bit. We do have summer courses that we offer, so anybody out there interested in grabbing a summer course, we definitely have those, both on campus and online. But yeah, the summertime outside of that is really a chance for us to make some updates to the campus, maybe work on some things that are a little harder to do when the building's fully occupied, work on our strategies for the following year, including new programming. So yeah, while there's a little less traffic, we're busy at work and ultimately we're preparing for August when we have students come back.
Yeah, and so one of the big things that's happened on the MCC campus, you guys dredged the pond there, drained it. What's going on with the pond out there? Are we going to bring it back eventually? Are we doing some other stuff around there? Just a little update on campus.
Yeah, and so I think I might even mentioned it when I was on here one of the other times. So when I came to campus 2 years ago, I didn't even know we had a pond because it was just hidden behind a bunch of overgrown trees and everything. And so we've really cleared that out. Shout out to Dr. Ness, who leads up that charge for us on campus and has really created a beautiful area. For those who haven't been out there, I really would encourage them to come out to campus, check it out. We've got a picnic table area. The shoreline around the pond is very easily accessible now. Good fishing out there. All of those type of things. And then we will be putting a dock in as well here sometime this summer as well. And again, the whole purpose of that is it's got an educational purpose for us, for our programs. They can use that as a kind of a living laboratory. But ultimately, the other component is just we want people to come out to our campus and they're free to use what I consider a very beautiful area.
Yeah. Any other big projects that are going to be going on this summer out on campus?
Yeah, so we are going to be preparing, I think we've discussed when I've been on here previously, kind of our student housing plan that we have for the Marshalltown campus. We're kind of bursting at the seams in terms of the number of students who are wanting, full-time students who want on-campus housing. So we are working currently with our construction management department alongside some local contractors to basically do our first student-built apartment that will begin. The site work will begin this summer, but ultimately we'll start putting the first one up sometime in September is the timeline right now. So we're really excited about that. It gives our students in the program some real applicable, real-world experience, both in the duties that they're responsible for, but then also, again, working alongside the electricians locally, working alongside the plumbers, HVAC, all the other contractors, so that they get a little exposure to that as well. And then when it's all said and done, we have more beds available on campus, more students who are, you know, taking advantage of our educational programming, and ultimately, you know, the students staying in housing are bringing, they have an economic impact on the Marshalltown community as well. So our goal is to double the number of students we have on campus over the next 5 to 6 years, full-time staying on campus, I should specify that. But yeah, I think it's just a great thing all around. And so it's just a win-win-win across the board.
Are you seeing more students who want to live on campus, or is it these you guys are getting more international students or people from outside of kind of Marshall County that are becoming full-time students at MCC? What is the reason that you're seeing, I guess, this explosion of on-campus housing?
Well, I think, you know, first and foremost, I'm going to have to give a shout out to our academic programming. I think we have really strong programming. So, you know, it's a mix. So we have international students for sure. We take a lot of pride in those students. We're also seeing more students from just around the state of Iowa that are a little too far away to drive here, but they're coming here because of programs like the Last Dollar Scholar, where they can get into some of our career and technical education programs, and the state kind of will fund basically above and beyond the Pell grant. So, we're, you know, adding athletics. So I would say it's not any one single thing, but we're just seeing kind of an increase across the board in interest in the college. We are on 3 straight semesters of enrollment growth of between 8% and 10% each semester. So we anticipate that will continue in the fall. And so, yeah, when you do all those good things, it creates other problems. And for us right now, it's housing. We gotta get a few more beds on campus.
Yeah, you say the word problem, but you've always said housing is a good problem to have for MCC as we're moving forward. Have you seen other, maybe in your time just kind of working with community colleges, have you seen other projects where, like, the students are really kind of leading a build on a building?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I think you see a lot of them around the state and probably other places as well. Many times I've seen where they will actually build a home that then is resold and so forth. And I think at one point in time here in Marshalltown, that program existed as well. Fortunately for us, it works great for the classroom that we can basically stay on campus, utilize that time as best we can. And then again, there's just a benefit across the board in terms of the curriculum that we can provide to students, the benefit it brings to campus, the pride that when we see our students complete these projects, that they can step back and say, hey, I helped build that. And it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Joined today with Matt Schmidt, the Marshalltown Community College Provost. A little peek behind the curtain. We are recording a little early on this Wednesday because you're going to go watch the softball team, who's having a lot of success this year.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, our softball team, for the first time since 2017, made the Division I NJCAA regional qualifier. So we're pretty excited about that. Coach Hartman's really kind of gotten the team heading in the right direction. And so we're going to head out to Council Bluffs to watch them play today against Iowa Western. And just kind of, it's softball, but I really like the direction that our athletics as a whole is heading right now. We got our athletic director, Whitney Sowers. She's doing an amazing job for us. And again, just kind of gaining that momentum. I feel like softball is the first of our programs that are kind of going to get over that hump and really heading in a great direction.
Yeah, and a recent announcement as well with the athletic program. You guys are adding a really kind of a community favorite here in Marshalltown. Bowling is getting added to the community college. Tell me a little bit about this decision.
Yeah, so, you know, as we looked at the possibilities for what we could do in terms of adding an additional athletic program, Whitney and I sat down, and, you know, bowling honestly was kind of a no-brainer. There's a tremendous amount of interest here locally. You know, I think there's a lot of players in previous years who it would have maybe come to Marshalltown if we had a program, and instead ended up at what will be our competitors now, you know, Hawkeye and Iowa Central and so forth. And so, yeah, you know, it made sense. And, you know, we've got a new coach who's doing a great job already. recruiting both locally and then has picked up, I believe, a recruit out of Ames here recently as well. So we're very excited about it. We're looking forward to kicking that off in the fall and trying to figure out how we can bring the community involved in that as well. We've got a great partner with Wayward Social. So just, again, you know, as we sat back and looked at it, it was not the hardest decision I've ever made about what we should add as an athletic program.
Yeah. Nathan Clark, I think, he's the head coach for the Bobcat Boys bowling team, now going to be also coaching at MCC, and really kind of picked up a ton of Bobcats to start out his recruitment there. So it'll get a lot of local players there too.
Yep. And that's great, right? And so, look forward to them competing. Obviously, their family and friends can all come watch them compete, being local and so forth. And so, I am not a bowling expert by any means, but I have a feeling we're going to be competitive right out of the gates.
And just because I've got you here, I've got to ask a question about the esports team, because that's really been the heavy hitter here in the last few years. Have you learned more about esports in the last couple of years coming in as provost? Because I think when we talked originally, you were not very aware of some of the titles and how esports kind of works.
Yeah. You know, so Andrew and Nate are our esports coaches here at MCC. They've been very patient with me as they've taught me, some of the ropes. I still wouldn't want to be behind a PC or a controller. I would just embarrass myself. But, obviously just kind of what it takes to really put together a high quality program and the level of dedication they have to it. And I mean, you know, we're really at we keep jumping levels in terms of the level of competition that we compete against, and they just knock them down one at a time. And so it's really a testament to our coaches, our students, who come in, who perform not just from an esports perspective, but academically very well. When I took this position, I didn't realize the gift that I walked into, because they really had the ball rolling, and I really just look at my job as how do I support those guys and stay out of the way. So, yep.
Yeah, they do a great job. Andrew Goforth and Nathan Rodemeyer there getting that esports program started at MCC and really Iowa Valley as a whole now. Matt, where can people go to learn more about MCC if they're thinking this summer, maybe I want to pick up a class or two in the fall? Where can people go just to learn more?
Yeah, so Google search always works pretty good, MCC, and we'll have all of our information listed there regarding summer courses and getting registered. We do try to streamline it as much as possible, especially for those students who maybe are attending a different institution. They just want to grab a course during the summer. And then outside of that, just feel free at any point in time, stop into campus, and we have one of our advisors who can step in and help out right away. And so, yeah, and even if not registering for a class, we just want the public to come out and enjoy our campus. We're pretty proud of it, and go out of our way to make sure it's in good shape and hopefully an asset to the entire community.
Yeah, well, check out that campus right on the south side of town here, just south of Highway 30. Matt, safe travels today as you get over to watch the softball team there in Council Bluffs, and good luck to them.
All right, thank you for having me.